In this era of online job applications and a website for almost every business, a vacation photo that you cropped your family out of might not cut it as your LinkedIn profile picture. On a recent day at the Colorado Workforce Center in Glenwood Springs, photography students from Colorado Mountain College offered professional headshots.
That way and come forward a little bit with your head. Tilt forward.
Getting a professional headshot today might give some flashbacks of school picture day. Attendees sit down in front of the camera.
Grab a seat on the stool.
Follow directions to move in strange, maybe even not so natural ways.
Right, so tilt your head a little bit that way, but forward a little bit.
And yeah, smile.
All right, big smile.
Or don't smile.
Or a smirk, a really nice smirk.
The student photographers work in teams of three. One takes the shots, one checks out the images on the screen, and one pays attention to lighting and runs up to subjects to fix their hair or adjust their clothing.
Do a little bit of a serious face.
Jenny Faltzko just finished her session. She's dressed in a blazer and has her auburn hair styled and ready for picture day. Faltzko is here for a headshot that will go on the website of a nonprofit for kids with disabilities.
I'm a mom of an awesome son that lives with special needs.
Faltzko is actually a professional photographer herself. She says taking her own picture probably wouldn't have turned out well.
Facebook and LinkedIn.
Samantha Fries knows that presenting your best image is key in today's workforce, no matter how long someone's resume is. She's the youth career coordinator for Pitkin and Garfield counties. She helps polish resumes, practice interviews, and apply for jobs. Fries says many of the clientele at the Colorado Workforce Center have done seasonal work or landscaping or construction for their entire career.
They age out of it because their bodies don't hold up, you know, once they turn 40, 50, 60, but they still need to work.
She says she has to teach older clients about the importance of a digital presence with a great photo as a centerpiece.
They might not even have an email account, let alone a LinkedIn account.
That can make it harder to find work when so many job applications are now online. Diane Semerak is here for a headshot today, but she's not just looking for a new job.
I'm building a website for a business I'm launching.
She's starting a counseling and life coaching business, but this isn't her first rodeo. She's owned her own business before and knows how important a professional-looking website and photo really are. Samantha Fries has to explain to younger clients all the time not to use a selfie, a photo they took of themselves when they're job hunting. She sees that a lot, partly because of the expense of professional photos.
One, is really hard to find someone to take your photo, and two, it's hard to find someone to take a good photo.
Enter the Colorado Mountain College photography students here today. Murphy McCoy stands behind the lens, taking shot after shot of the client perched on the stool in front of her. She says that tilting someone's head 2 degrees or adjusting the light slightly can turn an okay photo into a great one.
You realize how difficult and challenging it can be to make such a simple-looking image. It's actually a lot of work.
Emma Ross and Taylor Franzen say helping people relax is the hardest part and the most important.
Not the positioning of, like, how to tilt your head this way, tilt your head that way, smile, make a straight face. That's easy. It's making them feel comfortable enough to get something other than just a smiling picture.
Yeah, a more genuine smile.
Yeah.
It's a tricky balance, making people comfortable, but also directing hand positions, head tilts, smiles, and no smiles. Franzen says there's one key.
Even if you're pretty sure the picture's not what you want yet, you're like, you look amazing.
Yeah, you're pro.
While their shots today might help someone else find a job, these students will benefit too. They say that a headshot photographer will be one of the easiest jobs for them to find right after graduation.
Thank you very much.
Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.